From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and my conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruiak. That was music by the Sacramento band Petaluma. Their sound is a blend of psychedelic pop, electronica, and some experimental hip-hop. But in the past year, the band has shifted from its original duo of Rob Habel and Pat Sweeney to adding four more members for the live shows. So now with a band of six, Petaluma is growing and transitioning. Rob Habel and Patrick Sweeney joined me in the studio with their drummer Melissa Garcia. I asked about the band's name, and here's a bit more music, and then Rob's answer.
Oh, my love. I've been counting every high discovery. Will they stay with me? Guess we'll see.
It's actually part of almost dead language from the coastal Miwok, and it means, when roughly translated, the backside of the hill or mountain. Like on my computer, when I start coming up with different ideas for songs, I usually will just start with a name. So that kind of gives me a nice little, I guess, framework to work within and see what like emotions come out of that. And whenever I start building songs, I start throwing them in different files, whatever feels right. You know, I've got one that I think is called just like Black Hole, where like unlike the name, things will come out of that eventually. And one of the files that we ended up working with a lot of was Petaluma. And we took those songs and after a while thought, why not just call it that? It was kind of an experiment from the start, and we thought, this is just going to be kind of our resume to show people. We didn't think it was going to become a full album or anything like that, so
well,
Petaluma was kind of fit.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So, Rob, you and Patrick go back to high school and trying all kinds of music together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds.
as well as theater. We were involved in a production of Sweeney Todd together.
Oh.
That's right.
Senior year. I played bass in the pit, and Rob played Pirelli, which still to this day, my favorite Pirelli.
Almost choked my water there. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so you kept evolving, and last year you decided to be a little more experimental with the sound. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, I mean, experimentation in recorded music has been an interest of mine ever since, you know, I can remember lying on the carpet in the living room next to the speakers, you know, listening to Pet Sounds over and over. And that just really rubbed off on me.
Your musical interests are a little different from each other. Did you go off in different directions to pursue them separately, Patrick?
Yeah, I think we didn't attend university together. Rob went to study theater in New York City, and I went to study philosophy and political theory at Georgetown University in Washington. And during that time, I had the pleasure of learning from a wonderful engineer by the name of Flon Williams, who is an adjunct professor of recording arts. He actually developed a lot of the NPR live music broadcast programs back in the 70s, I believe.
Wow.
So he's, you know, one of the
pioneers.
Right. And to me, represented this kind of old guard of broadcast engineers that, you know, I think has a lot to offer the craft of recording in general. So that was a great foundation and what recording is really all about, and I really learned the basics from him.
Listen carefully. When the road grows long behind, wait for you'll be fine. Take your time. Take time.
Melissa, the sound expanding, has that been a real effort to work at, or has it come naturally?
It definitely was a big effort from me and Rob just kind of sitting in his living room trying to go over the songs, just acoustic guitar and drums. And then I brought in David Baez Lopez because we just know each other from mutual friends. But overall, it's been a huge effort over the past year just trying to get everybody on board and just working with different sounds and instruments to try to make it as much like the album, and then also beyond that.
When nothing's what it seems to be,
was Melissa the first of then adding four musicians?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kind of like a domino effect.
Yeah, we didn't really know where to start. And luckily, like she said, there's a mutual friend that kind of threw the number our way, and I reached out, and I'm just so glad that you responded. Because that just stuck the whole thing. You know?
Me too, yeah.
But it did change the sound of your duo, of your band.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely,
and
yeah.
I'm still basically in disbelief that Mel has been able to reproduce these rhythms that were not, in a lot of cases, not created by a human playing an instrument, but rather by programming on the computer.
Mm. Yeah.
So many of these of these parts were, I suppose, never intended to be played.
Be careful what you wish for, boy.
We thought, we're never going to have to play these live. We'll just do it whatever way
feels
right.
We'll worry about that later.
And yeah. How hard was it, Melissa?
It was definitely difficult at times. But what I really appreciate about working with Rob and Pat is that they kind of bring out something that you're not used to, you don't really expect to get out of yourself. It really helped me branch out of that kind of four-on-the-floor rock and roll that I've been used to playing. Really helped me kind of get creative with it and have fun and not worry about having it sound like a particular way, just seeing where it takes me, you know.
That's Melissa Garcia. I'm also talking with Rob Habel and Patrick Sweeney. They're from the band Petaluma.
If I wanted to stay, I would. If I needed to be here by your side, I'd let you know, baby, baby, baby. I got my head in yellow.
When you referred earlier to your rock and roll playing, it was funny because you did sort of a body language voice thing. You went, other than just playing rock and roll. Like you kind of sloughed it to the side, which made me think, wow, what you're doing right now must be really interesting and inspiring to you.
Definitely. It's, like I said, it's really fun to be able to get creative with it and try things that I wouldn't have imagined, which these guys bring out in me and the music as well. And also the other members of the band. So it's more complex, which I like, and because it's a challenge. You got my head.
What sound on the album is recorded underwater?
Oh, wow. That'd take a while to really pinpoint.
I believe it was probably the piano on Feel the Reel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This looked like my dad's guitar amp reproducing the sound of the piano at fairly high level. In front of a decent-sized Tupperware tub with a few inches of water and a microphone wrapped in cellophane.
Wow. Well, let's listen to some of how it all turned out.
So where's this going, Rob? What do you want to do with the band's sound, the numbers, and the future?
Just like how when this project began, we didn't really have a destination in mind.
Basically a hobby.
Yeah, it's something that we should follow the passion of and follow the bliss.
Less so a hobby now? More
I'd say
potential?
So. I mean, it's funny because as soon as you start making something about like supporting your lifestyle or making the money or, you know, like that, I guess just being successful, whatever that may mean, it runs the risk of really sucking the life out of something and causing you to have to try to fit yourself into these places where you may or may not actually really need to go.
You're such just a like, millennial.
You know, I'll take that as a compliment.
I do mean it as a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
But
you that.
Just with what you just said, you defined the thinking, the kind of purity, the craftsmanship that is in the minds of people your age now. And I tend to think it's precious for our world, but it does mean sometimes that the choices are tougher.
And with the technological development of the last couple of years, it's even more exciting a space to create.
Yeah, it's more about following where it takes you and being willing to follow that. Not just in the sense of saying like, oh, I don't have any cares. I'm just willy-nilly not caring at all about it. It's about caring almost more because you can't have the safety of having the roadmap. You have to be able to just kind of follow it where it goes and have the strength and the courage to say, yeah, why not? Let's take it there. And just like today, I think that I'm surrounded by some of the best people I've ever worked with, and I just hope for better days that are going to come from today. Hopefully it just continues to grow. It's calling, yeah. It's calling, yeah. Calling, it's calling.
That's Petaluma, Rob Habel, Patrick Sweeney, Melissa Garcia, David Baez-Lopez, Ty Marshall, and Bree Prasad. The band has a few local shows in October. On the 4th at noon, they're playing a free outdoor show on the Sacramento State University Plaza. Then on Sunday, October 22nd, Petaluma plays the new all-ages venue Holy Diver, which was previously Starlight and Townhouse. That's in Sacramento. You can hear more from the band and see a video of Petaluma performing Head in Yellow in our studio. It's on the Cap Radio News Facebook page and YouTube channel. You're listening to Insight Music from Capital Public Radio.
Daydreaming is coated in cinnamon and honey.